Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. It's, yep, you got it, Trader Cobb here. And just taking you through a little bit of a rant about what's going on out there at the moment and what I'm thinking. Bitcoin's come up into that boring level of 11.7 that we need to break before we see anything, well, before we see the next move, in my opinion. I wouldn't be surprised at all to see us pull back from 11.7 today, head back down to 11, maybe even a little bit lower. But the daily is building up into that resistance level. We may actually see a break of that point. And if you haven't already, jump on and draw in 11,700 on your charts on the daily, and it will stand out like, something that stands out. So what's really, really important is understanding what our plan is. And a lot of people don't understand this, but right now, being that we haven't had a lot of fantastic conditions for trading, there hasn't been a lot of great trades. Now, for those of you who are in the live trading for the VIP community that I've got out there, you'll be seeing my scans each day. And you guys are plugged right into the source, man. I mean, like, you're right there. You're right at the point where I'm doing my daily scans and you can see what's actually going on. Now, for that to occur, you understand what's happening, right? You get the picture that there's not a lot of trades. The conditions aren't great. And you also get the message on a daily basis that it's really hard to do nothing or to do very little. But I can tell you this, guys, for those of you who are listening right now, doing nothing is the single most important lesson you'll ever learn as a trader. And unfortunately, it's not one that I can, actually teach you. I mean, look, you've got, you know, what I teach, of course, they are structured strategies. You've got literal checklists. I mean, checklists from routine all the way through to how to take the trade, how to manage the trade, how to take screenshots of your trade so that you can then learn from those trades. Everything is structured down to, you know, a T. But what I can't teach you is how to be patient, how to do nothing. I mean, patience is kind of, the strategy is sort of almost there to teach you patience because you've got to go through a process. But I mean, it's really difficult to not do anything, especially when you're getting started. I see 90% of traders fail when they first start out. When I say fail, I mean, you only fail when you quit, but like have a real hard time at the beginning. It's not because they can't find good trades, not at all. The problem is that they'll find some very good trades, but they'll also find some absolute stinkers. And what they let their mind do is talk them into taking the stinkers because they feel like they've got to be trading because, well, they're a trader, right? So if I'm a trader, I therefore must trade. And that's not the case at all. It's really important to do nothing, as I keep on saying to you, because 90% of your money will be made in a very short period of time. You know, it's actually the 80-20 rule. You know, 80% of your cash is made from 20% of your trades. You should hopefully be changing that a little bit because, you know, when markets run, we get very good trading opportunities. You know, it's not difficult when you've got these structured strategies to do well when the markets are performing well. But when they're not performing as well, like we are seeing now with a little bit of indecision out there, it's, you know, if you're trying to apply those strategies into these markets, it's not going to go as well. But hang on, what about the strategies in themselves? Shouldn't they be stopping you from trading within these markets? And the answer is absolutely yes. And this comes back to why I said at the beginning that there's not too many trades out there at the moment. We're looking for optimal chart structure. An optimal chart structure is looking for clean, smooth, flowing, trending charts. And if we don't have clean, smooth, flowing, trending charts, then we don't have the number one ingredient for finding these trading strategy setups. So because we don't have optimal trading conditions right now, an optimal chart structure, it is the time to sit back. Most people will trade throughout these conditions and they will lose. They'll give their profits back. Now, people also have this concept of it's the market's money. No, it's not the market's money. It's your money. You work for this money. It's up to you to keep it. A trader's job is not to make money, in my view. Our job is to preserve the capital we have. Now, if you took 10,000 to 80,000, someone might say, well, you know, there's 70,000 there. That's the market's money. We can do what we want with it. And if that was you, then you're a gambler. You're a gambler. Because you worked to make that money. Now you've got to keep that money. So your job is to preserve the capital you have. Because if you don't have any capital, you're not a trader. Your business is nil. It's void. It's done. You're complete. Completely done. Poof. Gone. All over. So you've got to keep your capital preserved. Now when these markets break, and they will, That's when we're going to have a huge amount of opportunity out there, guys. A huge amount of opportunity out there. And look, I'm going to be here at the forefront giving you these daily podcasts as well as all the content that I put out across the video. So don't forget, you got to subscribe to my YouTube channel, Trader Cobb. I want you to jump on to Trader Cobb Facebook page and give me a review if you love what I'm doing. Give me a like. Twitter at Trader Cobb. And massively as well, guys, you know, I'd love it if you could jump on the podcast and give me a review there. Give me 5 stars. Because we want to get this out to as many people as we possibly can. And obviously, this is free content. I don't get paid to do this. I would like for my community to help me progress and grow this name, grow this community by you guys playing a part in that. So if you could jump on, give me a like, subscribe to the channels, and you know, basically jump in and give your review and a 5-star to this podcast, I'd really, really appreciate it. But coming back to the topic at hand, you know, right now, when we are looking so close at this 11,700, this significant level of resistance, it's a really good time. Like for me, for example, right, I've gone through and I've got a list of 6 different tokens and cryptos for today to have a look at. All right. I don't mind telling you it's Bitcoin Cash, XLM, XMR, Steam, OX, and PART, as in particle. But it's highly unlikely that I'm going to get a trade on any of those. But I'm there and I'm ready. If this market moves, I'm ready. It's about being patient. It's about spending time on doing reviews of your trades, going back over certain chunks of the programs that I'm teaching, looking at the strategies that you teach, or sorry, that you work with, getting your headspace absolutely pristine and sharp. Because what's going to happen is when this market does go, it goes hard. And you know this. You've been in crypto a while. Some of you might be brand new, but a number of you have been in for a while. You know that when this bad boy gets a move on, it really pumps. And for you to do well, and for me to do well, we need to have the optimal headspace to be trading within the optimal chart structure. And that comes only with confidence, and that comes with being cool, calm, and collected. And only that way, the only way we can get that is by fully understanding our subject matter, fully understanding our strategies, and fully understanding ourselves and our moods. So my task for you is this. Number one, take your time to look through the market. Do your scans. Go through the top 100 of Ether, Bitcoin, and US dollar. Start to create a list of good, optimal chart structure, good, strong trending charts. Review certain areas of the programs if you've jumped on them, or if you haven't done my training, that's fine. Write down your checklists. Know how you're going to trade and what you're going to trade if and when we do see this direction break out, because it could be imminent. And then go and review my podcast. But seriously, guys, if you want to learn how to do this properly, learning is the most important thing. The doing will come after you learn, guys. So that's today's little crypto wrap for the day. Don't forget to go and review the podcast, please, guys. I really appreciate that. Have a fantastic trading day, and I'll speak to you all again very, very soon. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.